Brings us to item five, Edwin Rice. Jeff, good morning.
Edwin Rice is requesting authorization to construct a 24-foot-long by 8-foot-wide open-sided roof to create a crab-shedding facility and to change the use of his existing 88-foot-long pier by 6-foot-wide pier to a commercial pier adjacent to properties situated along Cockrell Creek at Buzzards Point Road in Northumberland County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. The project is in the Fairport section of Northumberland County, approximately half a mile pretty much due east of, west of Reeville. It's directly across the cove from the Buzzards Point Marina. And Mr. Rice, a couple of things you might note a moment here when I give you an overhead. As you can see, this is a residential area here. This head is residential, but it is also dominated to the north and west by the Buzzards Point Marina. The red circle is the location where the pier is, right across the cove. This is a little closer view. You'll notice immediately that there's no house on the parcel. Mr. Rice doesn't have a home there. The only thing on the upland is a little small shed, and he keeps his dead rise there. And he's a commercial waterman. And the focus of attention today is this small dinghy dock here. He wants to expand that and put a roof over it, basically, and shed crabs from there. This is the pier right here that's existing. It's a private, non-commercial pier, but based on the fact that the shedding activity is likely to extend over into the pier, staff felt it important to change the use of the project to the use of the pier to a commercial pier rather than maintaining it as a private pier. What you'll see here in the stippled is the new section that he wants to add on, and then the roof's going to go over above that. What I'd like to point out at this juncture here is project is protested by Mr. Robert Herper, who's associated and executor of the Pulley Estate, I believe, and George Phelps, part of that. I believe he's a family relationship there where I believe Ms. Pulley is renting a piece of property from the Phelps in an effort to purchase it, but the Phelps still own the property. This is the roof, and what I'd like to all point out here on this is that there's 11 steps going up to the bank, so this only shows half of them. So truly, bank's going to be up around here. There's a drop-off, so truly the building is below grade. That might not have been clear in my presentation. Here's a standard profile. You'll see that the siding, the only ends of the gables are the only things that are capped off, and it is open siding. Here's the on-site. There's all the existing structure here. What is proposed is to square this off. Put a roof over the top of this section here is also part of the plan. Here again, there's the bank right there. The protestant's property is about 170 feet, the house is about 170 feet off diagonally in this direction. That is not the neighbor's house. That's the individual that owns the property across the road. And I want to go back to this one. Mr. Herford says that he believes that the new roof and the shedding facility could potentially reduce the value of the property, also disrupt the tranquility of the residential area and visually distracting, impose a visual distraction. Mr. Rice, we talked about some of the alternatives. I asked Mr. Rice if he could put everything on the upland. You know, that would be the first thing to do, take it, put it on the upland. And actually, he said truly that the handling the crabs down close to the water, close to where they're being offloaded, reduces mortality, and also it's the most efficient way for him to handle the crabs. I contacted the fisheries division and realized quite quickly from discussing it with Stephanie Iverson that heat's a killer on crabs right away. So anytime you expose the animals to any kind of heat, and transfer is real critical. So if you can get it from the boat to the shedding tanks, it'll increase the likelihood that they won't suffer too much. The Northumberland County Wetland Boards determined that the project did not require a wetland permit, and it's consistent with the current county zoning. The Virginia Department of Health has commented that the project is in compliance with the sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings. This will not encroach over public or privately leased oyster grounds. It will not adversely impact navigation. As you can see, it's well off any kind of navigation thoroughfare. There's no submerged aquatic vegetation impacts. No other agency has objected to the project, and what I'd like to do is direct your attention to the summary and recommendation. We're sensitive to the aesthetic concerns expressed by the neighbors. However, such impacts are difficult to quantify. In this case, the proposed shedding facility is approximately 170 feet from the neighbor's residence and is located at the Tolba Bank, which should limit the impact on the neighbor's view, which I believe would be dominated by the Buzzard Point Marina, which is right across the water. And I'll continue. We believe it's also important to note that the location of the marina would impact the view. Staff has been informed by the Fisheries Management Division about the temperature requirements that we just talked about. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205, Subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. Of course, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Madden? Mr. Fox?
This all happened in 2009.
Yes.
Where has it been for 3 years?
Well, first of all, I thought that Mr. Fox had abandoned the project. And the second issue was whether he was going to move it up onto the Elkland or not.
So they were those issues that were being talked about. Okay.
Any other questions, Mr. Tanker?
I think in the narrative you mentioned, or maybe I saw it in the slide, but the roof of this crab shedding facility will be what will relate to as in the height of the bank.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
I believe it will be equal to it, if not slightly below it.
It could actually be slightly below it.
I think so. Because I recall one of the things I noticed immediately is I'd have to descend quite a few steps to get on the dock itself.
Right.
Also, the house is 100. Any view would be 170 something feet back.
Okay, so the bank is how high do you...
I'd probably 11 or 12 feet high.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And if you look beyond the crab shedding facility, you look straight into Buzzard's Point.
Yeah.
Which has a big open shed there that they hold...
Commercial facility.
Commercial facility with fans and... lots of excitement.
So, Jeff, go to your next slide just for a second. Those vessels that are to the left of the arrow, are those commercial vessels? And that's the part of the commercial operation?
Yeah, that's part of Buzzard Point. Yes, sir. That's part of the Buzzard Point. That's part of the Buzzard Point Marina.
That long building is the one I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's picnic.
And where is the Protestant located on that? Where is the Protestant located on that? Okay. Thank you. Yes, sir.
And going from a private use to a commercial use doesn't require rezoning. The county,
no.
Okay.
No. County is fine with it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Mr. Rice, present. Jeff, is Mr. Rice present? Are the Protestants present? No protestants either.
We only know.
All right. The matter's before the commission. Yes, sir, Mr. Clark.
Mr. Chairman, I will move staff's recommendation on this.
Second by Mr. Schick. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's worth noting that you know, in light of the protest, that you know, the dimensions are in fact smaller than what we might typically see on a open-sided boathouse. So it seems to me that the impacts on the view shed are actually relatively minimal, considering the dimensions and also the relative orientation of the bank that staff's highlighted in their presentation today. So I think that consideration is addressed to the extent that it can be, and I think it's a reasonable use of the pier and the waterways.
Mr. Plumlee, do you have a comment?
No, sir. I think that's fine.
Any further comments on the motion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the project per staff recommendation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Permit will be granted. Thank you, Jeff.